It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Right now, we've got a trending report. Lifetime announced their It's a Wonderful Lifetime holiday movie lineup yesterday.
Yes.
They're competing against Hallmark now, I guess, right? Kicks off November 16th. 12 new Christmas movies. There's one that's also inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yes!
That was a little too much excitement
really
for that.
Excited.
I'm good.
What the hell was that?
I love Christmas movies. There's like, you can relate to it and you think maybe it could happen to you, right? Like, I could totally move to a small mountain town and meet somebody who runs a tree farm and we fall in love and, you know, city's life's not for him, so we commute to meet. I could totally get into this, all of it.
This one sounds totally relatable, Katie. A pop star who hasn't found Mr. Right meets a professional football player backstage at one of her shows.
You're saying it could happen.
The football player tells the pop star about the crush he has on her, and then they begin dating and have the best Christmas ever.
Can I say, I will say the thing that is relatable, the one thing that's relatable about the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, like, whole relationship.
Nonsense.
Yeah, it's, he shot his shot on his podcast. Like, that's what he said. He went to a concert of hers, wanted to talk to her. He goes, I never gave her the bracelet. You know how you change bracelets? The people exchange bracelets at Taylor Swift concerts. He goes, I never got to. I made a bracelet for her. And he goes, I never got to. So he shot his shot on the podcast. He's like, I think she's great. Taylor, give me a call. That's like how they officially met. And that's relatable for dudes because, like, guys always want to shoot their shots.
Well, yeah. And honestly, like, I'm constantly making bracelets, so...
You have those friendship bracelets.
I can completely relate, you guys.
You and Nick Nack exchange bracelets all the time.
Her entire arm from her wrist up to her shoulder, all bracelets, you guys. All bracelets.
So cute.
Super adorbs. So there's a rumor. Rumor has it that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are going to be the hosts of the next Oscars. A lot of people don't want to do it. Yeah, you into that too?
Absolutely. I love today. This is great. All the trend. Keep going with trending.
Best day ever. Let's see. Anyone else? They say Will Ferrell's a possibility. Amy Poehler, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But as of right now, the big rumor, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. So Wolverine and Deadpool hosting the Oscars this year. Might have to tune in for that.
Yeah, they'll get my vote.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's pretty good. Speaking of Tay-Tay, she announced that she has partnered with Target to release her self-published The Official Eras Tour book, along with her first ever physical release of the Tortured Poets Department on vinyl and CD. All three exclusive releases available at Target, so that'll give you a chance to go to Target and wander around and pick up a book from Taylor Swift. It's going to feature over 500 photographs from her Eras tour.
Hmm. And so it's a picture book.
It's a picture book.
You don't have to read.
And it's like my self-published book.
What would you read about? So I was on the tour bus for 38 days.
I sang so much, you guys.
3 hours each show,
I know.
Almost 4 hours,
time.
So...
I will say there is personal reflections in the book and never before seen behind the scenes photos. So you'll get to see her like sitting in a honey bucket or something, going to the bathroom in between songs.
No.
Didn't she just make a movie about this? And so she had to make a book too?
I guess. I don't know. People want their behind the scenes stuff with Tay-Tay, Josh.
Any way you can make a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for her.
I love that. Count me in. This is sad news for me. Carrie Underwood is leaving her Las Vegas residency. She says, the past 3 years have gone by so fast. I've had the best time. Thank you to all the fans. Last date is Saturday, April 12th. I still have time to get out and see her then.
You do.
See her sing and dance.
For the 12th time, right?
Dance like a chicken.
I think my restraining order is up by then, so I might have to go check her out. Katie, tell me about this stuff with Al Pacino. You were telling me about this morning.
So he obviously is a huge famous actor, but he says that he had to do movies that he didn't relate to after he turned 70 because he went broke. So he had a person helping him with his money, and that person was not very trustworthy, stole some of his money, and he found out when he turned 70, he had like... no money in his bank account. So he had to start doing movies that he didn't, quote, relate to. One of those being the Adam Sandler flick Jack and Jill. He also started doing commercials. He was notorious for refusing to be a spokesperson for any kind of product, but he does that now. He does seminars at colleges and stuff that he charges money for. So he's got to make that coin back somehow, and this is how he's doing it.
Like, how horrible would that be to find out later in life that your fortune is gone?
Yeah. And you know? He said, like, because he made a lot of money for his earlier flicks, right? Like, we're talking tens of millions of dollars per film. So now he's like, I'm not making that for my movies with Adam Sandler, you know? So he has to do more of the less than desirable films than he did before. And so, yeah, it's a different stride for him, but he seems to be, you know, enjoying his life regardless.
Oh, I'm sure he's loving this. This is Al Pacino for Jif Peanut Butter. I'm sure he's loving it, Katie.
Yeah, I'm sure he is too. So, you know what? Al Pacino's not hurting.
That's a bummer. Speaking of big money, I do have this story here in front of me talking about the Joker Folie à Deux. They say that that movie could lose Warner Brothers up to $200 million, and it's going to go down as one of the biggest box office bombs ever.
I have not seen a positive review for this once. I mean, it's not like people are in. They're leaving the theater in droves.
Yeah.
It's like the popular thing to do now is go and then leave 15 minutes through.
I'm so mad at it. Like, I drove to a theater, got out, went to the front doors, and then just turned around and walked away and left. That's how mad I am at this.
So upset. I love Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix, though, so it's like a little sad that this movie is taking such a dive, because I was really excited about it. Like, when they were doing all of the pictures and they were showing video from behind the scenes, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be great. And it's not.
Nope.
It's just crap. You have to listen to your fans. You have to, like, I've never seen someone miss the mark so much. Like, nailed it with the first one. Then the second one, they're like, all right, change everything, make it a musical.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. It's kind of like this show when Steve was on it.
Oh gosh.
Oh my.
Does someone have to sing now?
Huge mistake.
He's not up listening. It's okay.
Yeah, he's probably stoned in bed right now. So, Josh, get this. Researchers have been working on a flexible finger-like probe. You have my attention.
My ear's perked up.
It has sensors on the end of it, and they say it could be eventually used to detect things like an enlarged prostate or abnormal lumps, which is my rap name.
Abnormal lumps.
On the ones and twos.
Holla at your boy. It's called BSV, bio-inspired soft finger.
Wouldn't it be BIV? Bio-inspired?
Well, there's a dash, so it's bio-inspired soft finger. It bends like a normal finger does. It just doesn't have your pervy doctor attached to the end of it.
Well,
I guess.
The thing. It'll make him a lot less awkward now, which is honestly really nice for everybody.
So I just had my physical this month, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't had to have that done yet. And my doctor was like, hey, next year is probably when I'll start doing that. And I was like, oh.
Like, please get that robot finger in here.
And then he lit a candle.
Oh,
and he had
gosh.
A rose in his teeth.
Brings out the Vaseline.
Yes.
You're like, no.
Let's get this party started.
It smells like Astroglide in here.
I feel like with the bio-inspired soft finger, you could probably just do this at home. You wouldn't even need to go into the doctor.
I don't like that they call it a soft finger. Like...
Yeah,
I don't want it
not
hard.
A fan.
I don't like that.
Don't
I know. Can we call it a hard finger?
It could
I don't
be
know
a
why.
rough bio-inspired rough finger. I don't know if you want that. I want the soft, gentle finger in my booty. And really, like, you could do this on a weekly basis. Then, if it was an at-home thing, you just wander.
Jeez, Jer, calm down, buddy.
I mean, daily if you want. I mean, by the hour if you really wanted.
Knickknack's gonna be like, you're doing it for the fourth time today.
Don't come in here.
We need to have a talk, Jer.
She does it so much better than you do.
It's going to come with like a hotline, like a number, you get like AA, you know? It's the biofinger hotline. Like, I can't stop.
You be nice to my soft finger.
Oh, I can't quit you. I can't quit you. Katie, this is for the ladies out there. Women on TikTok who are trying to conceive are using kind of an unusual over-the-counter treatment. It's Mucinex. I guess you know Mucinex. You get it. It gets rid of congestion and stuff.
Yeah.
All the mucus in your system when you're sick. The phlegm. That's the word I was looking for. So basically, they're taking this thinking that the mucus in that area down there could kind of be thinned out a little bit, and the baby batter, once it goes in, can get to the egg a lot quicker.
Okay. I mean, like how you describe that.
I was trying to be gentle since we just came off the freaking prostate story. But this is big news this morning because I guess it's going everywhere on TikTok that all these ladies now are taking Mucinex thinking that it'll get you pregnant just a little bit faster.
So you're saying avoid Mucinex at all costs. Don't even go near it.
My allergies are horrible, but I can't take it.
Yes. That's hilarious.
That's crazy, though. Like, I wouldn't even think that.
It thins out mucous membranes everywhere, yeah.
So I guess, I mean, if you look at this from a non-medical standpoint, if it is thinning out your mucus, then I would take that. Thinking that it's thinning everything out everywhere.
Are doctors saying that it's actually accurate, or are they saying this is just a TikTok thing that you shouldn't believe?
It doesn't say in this story, but I have a hunch.
It's a bunch of rubbish.
I have a hunch that doctors are probably like, don't take Mucinex to get pregnant.
Yeah. Popping Mucinex every time. That's their birth control?
Yum, yum, yum. And really, you're probably like hawking up loogies and stuff like
I
as well.
I can't imagine.
Like, ain't nobody going to want to make sweet, sweet love to that.
No.
Well, you're breathing so freely now. No, it clears it up, Jer. Oh, gross.
I'm killing the mood right now. Let's do one of these.
Get in my belly!
Fat America, DiGiorno is bringing back their Thanksgiving pizza.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. So this debuted just a couple years ago, I think. But anyway, it was so popular that they're bringing it back. It's frozen pizza with roasted turkey on top, gravy, cranberries, green beans, sweet potatoes, crispy onions, and a bunch of cheese. And they say the goal is to make Thanksgiving more accessible to those who cannot essentially afford it. So this way you can just go get a pizza with everything on it.
Okay.
Not gonna lie, it sounds really tasty.
But don't you want to be the, like, I separate all that. Like, I get all that on my plate. You know, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the blackberry, all that, the cranberries, all that stuff. But you don't want it mashed together.
Oh, no. The day after Thanksgiving, I actually make a pot pie with all of the leftovers from Thanksgiving. Okay. And I make a homemade crust, and I throw it all in there. Oh. So very similar to this, just not on pizza dough, right?
Yeah.
So,
how are you single?
Is what I'm saying. The things I cook should just attract men.
How is
like,
that a thing?
Just be coming up to my house like, what are you making today, Miss Mitchell?
Let me take a look at that pot pie you got there.
Exactly.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's your Boys in the Morning on Facebook or my Instagrams. It is Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram. I posted today's Croctober recipe. I guess it's supposed to be kind of chilly this weekend, so this one's going to be spot on. It's beef and barley soup. It's one of my favorite soups.
Yummy.
In the old crock. You get a little dippage, like a roll or something. You dip it in there, soak up all the juices, and put it in your mouth. Mmm, that's today's Croctober. Find it on our socials.